looking for is we tend to divide. Here's my good self. This is what I like to show. And here's my bad self. This is what I like to hide and not demonstrate very much. And that's all learned, conditioned, societal, and family, through family messages, really. And when we have these theater pieces where we bring out on the stage the wanted and the not wanted.
Hello, today you are listening to our third podcast episode of Love to Lead for New Work and New Leadership. Our motto is, we love to inspire and support leaders and organizations to create new, value-driven ways of working together in both the new and the old world of work. I am Barbara Wietersch, and I'm very delighted that you are giving us your ear and your time today. And today, I'm talking with my dear friend, Eva Wieprecht. Hello, Eva.
Hello, Barbara. Nice to see you.
So nice to see you, Eva. Eva is one of the leading figures in the systemic world. She continues the work of the famous family therapist Virginia Satir, now in the third generation. And she is especially known for bringing together therapy approaches with generative elements and body-centered work. Eva and I, we have known each other since 2007, really a long time ago. We met during our first training at NLPU in Santa Cruz in California, and we have stayed close friends ever since. Eva, you are from Cologne, a real Kölschermädchen, as we say. You grew up in a strong and successful family business in facility management, also already in the third generation. And on top of that, you are gathering such a colorful bouquet of experiences, from your own management work to teaching executives and team leaders, and of course your motto, dance the way to happiness. Eva, did I forget anything?
No, I think you covered a lot. Thank you for this really lovely introduction.
Some months ago, we recorded a similar podcast in German, and now we are reaching out to our English-speaking audience. We'll do it in much the same way. And at the same time, we found a beautiful title for this podcast, Love to Lead, and we said, inner peace leads to outer peace. So today, we want to explore what does that mean for leadership. Yeah, Eva, maybe so that our audience gets to know you a little bit better. What are the three stages in your life that brought you here to our online podcast today?
That's a great question. If I try to pinpoint it to three stages, I come from a family that I dearly love. And as you're mentioning, we happen to have a family-owned company in the cleaning and facility management industry. And as a lot of kids could relate to, I wanted to fulfill a family dream and continue the family generational, duty to continue the work in our company, which I did. I was well-educated to do so. Alongside, I was also trained in dancing, and I also happened to be a horseback rider. And yes, I grew up with horses. And I learned early on that the horse is more powerful than me. So if I want to give the horse a sense of direction, I had to have an alignment with the horse so that we could navigate in a coherent way, or me leading the horse really meant that I would surrender into the powerfulness of the horse and recreate a team. So implicitly, I was very early on trained to create teams in a positive relationship, especially with the very powerful parts. There's a therapist who actually says that the conscious mind is the rider and the unconscious mind is the horse. So if we navigate our unconscious processes, we have to acknowledge that the unconscious processes are like the horsepower, so they're just more powerful and faster. But if we create a really positive aligned relationship, a leadership relationship, the way I do, then good things will happen. Then there is the third stage of me getting to know, I guess, the Virginia Satir network, some of my teachers, like Maria Gomori, who has made a massive impact and influence on me personally, but also professionally.
I know, yeah, I knew her and I know, yeah.
Yes, met her.
Yeah.
So she is a powerful force to reckon with.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I always was influenced by specific people that touched my life in a professional or personal way and allow them to inspire me to, I guess, think about how to bring more wholeness to my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. So part of it, I've seen step by step how you developed. And if we have a look at the triad, the three different things that you do, we are again with third generation and three things. And now the triad of teaching managers and your psychosocial field of training and psychotherapists, and then continuing the work of Virginia. How would you explain how does this go together?
Yeah. Another interesting question. It seems on the outside, they do not interlink.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be very separate. And I learned it's quite the contrary is the truth. So my family inheritance background is in family-owned company. And it happens to be in the cleaning / facility management industry. And then my training as a dancer has everything to do with, in the early trainings, it was very performance related. Then later on, also through some personal challenges, I learned to go from the outside more to the inside. And the way I facilitate movement activities now is really from an inside reference point to allow the what I call the body wisdom to take a lead and me to move a way that will help maybe to release tension or help me to get in a sense of flow or understand things through an embodied way in a different way. Mm-hmm. So it's about consciousness, awareness. And then my Satir training really has everything to do with the curiosity. How have I become the person I am today? Like, what the factors from the past that are involved in me today? How can I use whatever is working in a more conscious, productive way to support me? And what is in the way of actually achieving my goals? And to investigate all that is in relationship to my old family learnings that I sometimes call family trances. And I learned that term from Michelle Ritterman, who talks about family systems and how that relates to hypnosis work and the intersection of it. And I learned that in the cleaning facility management area, I learned how to clean floors. I learned how to clean a window. I learned how to look at material in a way that I can honor the how to deal with it for the validation of material. Today in my all about validation of people. It's all about cleaning perceptions, the window for us to look inside deeply or look outside more clearly. It's about inner cleaning, really. So at some point I realized, curious. I think it's still in the same business. It's still clean good from the outside, it turned now to the inside. Yeah. And the mediator to do some really sustainable and really profound work, especially to in terms of transforming parts that have been maybe hurt early on. I need a somatic approach in to have a sustainable change that will last into the future.
Yeah, and you came to Virginia Satir work and to her way of doing psychotherapy. Why was it this line and this approach? And why is it so important nowadays for your point of view? We are familiar with constellation work and coaching, psychotherapy. But why is teaching these knowledge or this knowledge from Virginia so important for you?
Well, through my teachers, the one that we share, Robert Diltz, and there's Stephen Gilligan and Gunter Schmidt. I learned about Virginia Satir as one of the foundations of their work. So there's hypnosystemic approach, which I'm educated in. I'm also educated in generative trance work, which is the Ericksonian line body of work. But all these teachers have been exposed to family therapy, and really the mother, the founder, let's say the grandmother of roots of family therapy was Virginia Satir. It was before constellation work. Actually, Virginia Satir taught family systems work kind of from a clinical research point of view. She was working with families and realized there's a lot more happening that is more interactional. It's more communication-based. And through her clinical research, she just decided at one point intuitively in the 50s to invite the whole family into her office. That was the first time she did co-joint family therapy. And I guess when I heard her name, the best way to say it, it was just, there was just such a resonance. It was like Virginia Satir. Heard some quotes and I heard the five freedoms and some sayings and then bits and pieces of teachings where I just had a whole body resonant came to her work. And I thought, this is where I want to go. This is really what I want to do. And maybe this is also family related. I learned in my family that when our family company got completely destroyed in the war and needed to be rebuilt, my grandmother, who I never met, had this brilliant idea to save some gold and made it through the war and had it sewed into her coat. That those Krügerin were the second time around to our company. In a way, it was a male founder and the female founder.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. But coming back to your work, how you work with these, with your, this knowledge about family constellation and your workshops, how can I or how can our audience understand what are you doing and how do you work?
It's very much related to how kids like to play and role play. Maybe put that as a base. Virginia has a saying in her book that when she was a kid, she wanted to become a detective on families. And that meant for her to become a family therapist. I was always the detective in my family. I kind of knew things that were going on that maybe were not spoken so much of. I was usually the person in the group of friends that somebody would come and say, hey, I have this problem, and just air themselves with me really deeply. So I guess from a early on, I was curious in people. I was curious in patterns. I was curious about what's going on. And I got exposed to Virginia Satir's work. And I, as you said, I'm Colonian. I love to dress up. I love to play. I love to use humor as a tool, as a way. So it's very close to my nature. And in the theater work, we dress up in a format that's called the Parts Party, where you become Marilyn Monroe or Pippi Longstocking or Hitler. There's always one of those destructive people in the house too.
Yeah.
And there's Charlie Chaplin or all these characters. And I just like the way through humor we could touch vulnerable areas and create something really interesting, but also healing. And so it was close to my nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the way of playing life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people in your workshops are playing, they are confronting their maybe hidden places that they have. So what does it mean for participants? I have been in your workshops, and what does it mean for the environment if you're coming back? And we said before, it's like peace as an inner work, or maybe healing as an inner work. What does it mean for their environment, their world, if you say, okay, let's make peace with it?
What we're really looking for is we tend to divide. Here's my good self. This is what I like to show. And here's my bad self. This is what I like to hide and not demonstrate very much. And that's all learned, conditioned, societal, and family, through family messages, really. Mm-hmm. And when we have these theater pieces where we bring out on the stage the wanted and the not wanted, and they create a space of acknowledgement, of understanding, of like, you are part of me, and I don't know you that much yet, but I like to get to know you. What really is when we invite our shadow, unwanted parts, into a place of harmony. Guess what? What the next time I am maybe confronting my boss, who may be reflecting exactly these parts of me in a different version, but that I haven't been really owning myself yet before. Mm-hmm. But now, next time I see him, I may actually have not as much as of a trigger. I may have a different way of seeing this person. I may have a much more greater range of possibilities how to talk to my boss, how to deal with them. Same thing with my employees or family members. What we're really looking for, or what the hypothesis is, everything I see out there is a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, when I see something that I really, really like about you, I basically see it because I have that in me, but I may have not owned it yet. So part of one area of the work is, I see the courage in you and I really love that. And as I'm able to see that in you, I guess I have this courage in my version in me too.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm own this and bring it to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's way. The other ways too, there is arrogance I see in somebody, maybe my boss or my coworker. I only see that because arrogance is also in me, and I may exercise it or not, but I can only see it there because I have this aspect of human behavior in me too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not learn to accept it fully yet, but when I will, there is something that begins to relax and to ease and to make peace inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
So then the way I can interact with somebody that I find challenging in a much more compassionate, and in that way, more peaceful, harmonious way. I see them there.
You know, Eva, when we were preparing for this conversation, we said, if only 6% of the world's population really does this work, this inner peace work, then together, all together, we could actually reach world peace. Yeah. That's a saying from Virginia Satir. And I know, for me, it feels like a true invitation to everyone listening to your work. Look at your shadows, or maybe do something with Eva. Because Eva, I know that you work one-on-one, you work with families, and also with groups. That is where I was participating. So how can our audience understand how to start? What to do about it?
Well, as I guess in these days today, we're all kind of presenting ourselves on social media. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram and different platforms of social media. Then through my name, Eva Wieprecht, you can find different activities I do. I usually teach once a year in Abano, which is a lovely place in a monastery. Through a metaphor, I teach an intensive course. And then there's usually people who seek out my work and come either way, presence to Cologne, where I do individual but also family work. And then I have sometimes groups articulating interest and forming to do some really intensive work. It's a very organic, just like a very feminine, organic way how these different groups have been growing over time in many different places of the world. Yeah. And it's kind of touching to see people over and over again.
Do you also teach teachers who would like to be teachers like you are? Is there a curriculum or something that you offer?
Yes. Well, we've been at the Institute, the Virginia City Institute in Germany. What we've been putting together is what's called like a level one training, which is teaching all the City model techniques. And then on above that is the master practitioner level, where we're teaching to do the facilitation of the process of family reconstruction and parts party. And then I have groups that I mentor to become a trainer and teacher in that. I just have an angel group from Brazil that are like talking, that I discuss with alongside to become, to become a facilitator.
Oh, that's very interesting. So I'm sure that there will be many, many people who would really like to get more about you, about the work, maybe about study about Virginia Satir. So thank you very much, Eva, for your time. And maybe that you can tell us what really inspires you, what motivates you in the morning to jump out of your bed and to go on and do this very, very interesting and very important work.
I try to get up in the morning, and then I have two things that I love to do. One is I have a happy jar where I fill in 3, 2, 1, meaning three things that I'm grateful for. Two things that I just did that I've accomplished, got done, and one thing that I learned new. And around that is I kind of look out to foreign people that I've never met and think about the idea, could this be a person that could be possibly my next best friend? And this is the way I like to look at them and sense what happens from that space.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Maybe I'll try this also and just have a new ritual or routine in the morning. So, Eva, thank you very, very much. All the contacts to LinkedIn or your website, I will put it in the show notes so that people can get in contact with you. And so, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
That was Love to Lead, the podcast for new work and new leadership and for leaders and organizations in transition. Thank you for spending your time with us. And if you like our podcast, I would be delighted if you recommend it to your network. And if you listen via Apple Podcast or Spotify, please give us 5 stars. This will help us enormously to reach more people who are also interested in loving to lead and creating a working world in which we would all like to participate.